what it's about is adjusting the default speed limit in Boulder.
That's Mark McIntyre, a member of Boulder's Transportation Advisory Board. Right now, the city's default speed limit is 25 miles per hour, but momentum has been building to lower it to 20, joining the 20 is plenty movement in cities such as Boston, Portland, and Seattle, where it's already been adopted.
The practical effect of that is residential streets that are currently 25 miles per hour or are unsigned, the speed limit will now be 20 miles per hour.
All drivers know 20 or 25 miles per hour can feel pretty slow when you're behind the wheel of a 2,000-pound vehicle. But McIntyre says 20 rather than 25 miles per hour can be the difference between life and death.
The data shows that the severity of injury to a pedestrian or cyclist being hit by a car at 20 miles per hour is dramatically less than 25. And we all know that people speed. And so by default, if you tend to travel at, let's say, 2 or 3 miles per hour over the posted speed limit, traveling at 22 miles per hour versus 28, again, a dramatic reduction in the degree of injury or death should a car hit a pedestrian, cyclist, anyone not in a car.
Sue Prant is the executive director of Boulder's Community Cycles and has led the push for 20 is plenty. She says it's one aspect of Boulder's Vision Zero goal, the goal to reduce the number of traffic-related fatalities and serious injuries to zero.
It's a worldwide movement. It's part of Vision Zero, which is the kind of larger overarching worldwide movement. It's never been put into place and then removed, which leads me to believe that it's popular and not an undue burden.
As part of Boulder's 3-year-old neighborhood speed mitigation program, Prant says the city receives far more applications than it can fund each year from neighborhoods that want traffic mitigation measures, such as speed bumps or roads re-engineered.
On neighborhood streets, you have to remember these are places where children play, where pets roam, where people often, and rightfully so, can treat the street in front of their house as an extension of their front yard. So that's why it's gotten such huge support. We have 73 neighborhoods who have applied for speed mitigation within only 3 years of a program. And, you know, we all own that street in front of our houses. It belongs to the community. It shouldn't belong to speeding motorists who make us fear to use it.
The 20 is plenty ordinance is one of the rare times Boulder City Council hasn't demanded a study to see if it's a good fit for Boulder. While city staff thought a technical report at the cost of more than $100,000 should come first, City Council decided to go ahead and began changing the speed limit signage across the city at a cost of $65,000 this year. McIntyre adds that in cities that have adopted 20 is plenty, there's often an overall speed reduction by automobiles on the streets. Good news for Boulder, which has championed the use of alternative transportation for decades.
So it's a measure to both improve safety, it's a measure to calm our streets, make them quieter, calmer, safer, and more welcoming to children, to the elderly, people with disabilities. The idea is to make our residential streets safer and more welcoming to all modes.
Boulder City Council is scheduled to vote on adopting 20 is plenty at a regularly scheduled meeting in May. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.